So, welcome here in Santos Martinez here. Let's give it a try to that side recovery I was talking to you during my blog. So, little background, I lost my primary sight, so I will try to recover my primary sight without the needing of restoring a database or restoring Configuration Manager, especially because I don't have a valid backup. So let's give it a try right here. So the first thing I will do is find the installation of Configuration Manager of my primary site. So I'm gonna run the splash real quick here, and I'm gonna start my process of rebuilding my primary site here in my lab. All right, so I'm gonna go ahead here and click on the installation section on my splash. I'm gonna close it because it looks like my wizard has been launched here. So the first thing I'm gonna go is actually click on next here. Once we have read, I'm 100% sure you guys know more about this, have done it quite a few times. So I'm gonna go here to this corner and click next. So things to note here is that I lost my primary site. So look, I have a couple of options here. I have the installation of a primary site and or a CAS, but what we're gonna do is actually click on Recover Site. So on my recovery options, I have many options. For example, I have either recovering from a valid backup. This should be your best way every single time you're trying to recover in a site. So if you forgot about this one and doesn't have a valid backup, so there's just very little options for me. So at this point, I'm actually gonna click on this section that says reinstall this site server. You can see it here, it says reinstall the site server. That's actually what we can do here on this presentation. So it says recover the SQL Server database from a valid backup. Forget the recovery because my database has not notice that I got two different options as part of my or select that I'm going to recover a primary site. So what I'm going to do is recover from a primary site in this case. So I'm going to do this, recover from a primary site. I'm going to enter the name of my CAS server, which in this case is cas.com. So I'm going to click next after that. So it's going to try to contact my CAS to validate some of this information we are talking about. And what are the steps that are needed. Step. So I'm gonna put it as evaluation for the next few months, but it's very important that you put the license here. You put the license to get integrated to 180 minutes, but 180 days. But let's continue here and click next. So like that, accept the license. There's many options here. So I gotta go and check every single license of SQL Server, Red, SQL Server, Thousand Voting, Client, and Server 95. This is because we're gonna redistribute this. Now the next step is about downloading the pre-requirements or using a SQL source. We have this one already. Two C drive and now we have my pre-requirements directly downloaded. I'm gonna click next and it's gonna validate all these pre-requirements here. So my site code is actually PRI and it's called Ninja Primary Site. So that looks good. If you're not 100% sure, you can always validate this CAS. Login into the CAS to check whether it's set to the CAS for the site code. For the site code here. this option. The server was correct, database was correct, and of course the provider to the server was validate all my settings, my settings look like correct. As you can see, I was able to enter a site code and actually use a primary site recovery, the name, the pad, performance, or let's just click next here after this section is going to validate that I need all the pre-requirements. I'm gonna be able to fix any of this, and then I will be able to continue. For example, the login account from the server right now is the service name. So it looks like I gotta go and modify it. I just recently installed the server here. Part of my recovery option. And I go to the logout section. Yep, looks like I forgot to create a service account here. Validate now, and it says the affected name will be restarted. So just to validate that my SQL Server Management Studio has that account added to the local login. So before I do the restart, let me just go ahead and validate that option. So yeah, I'm adding SQL Ninja to the login. So also let me add Config Ninja too, just in case I need to go back and do any changes after the fact. So let me just go ahead and do that too. Check name. Sounds good. So I'm just going to restart my service account. Should be able to use SQL Ninja here now without any problem. So what we're going to do is we're going to rerun the pre-requirement check. Let's rerun it. Let's see if it returns any more failure code here. And then we can proceed with the recovery of the site. These two aren't list correct. Remember just to put a minimum amount of memory. The minimum amount of memory should be 8192, which is 8 gigabytes, and to a maximum of the 80% of the memory instead of unlimited. But we're right fine because I'm recovering just my lab, so I'm just going to click continue right there. We're going to start viewing what's going on this process. So to do this, I'm actually going to copy CMTrace from my installation folder. And I tend to do this on all my servers that I'm working on, put CMTrace actually on the System32. And that's what I'm gonna do right now. I'm just gonna drop it there in System32, gonna drop that file. Then I'm just gonna run it, and I'm gonna put it at, it's my default log viewer. This is how I troubleshoot everything in Configuration Manager. So let's just view the log. There's gonna be different things here is going on. It says cannot find the database, data connection. To the server, now it's finally able to connect to the CAS. So a few things we should always remember here. We need access to both to the SQL Server and Configuration Manager CAS. One thing that I will do is put the same configuration the other way around, ensure that the CAS have access to my Configuration Manager server. So what I wait here for the recovery of my site, I'm gonna validate that access real quick so I can show it as part of my recovery on my demo here. Alright, so I'm just gonna go to the tools, computer manage, so I can go and validate what are the local administrators here. So I'm gonna go here, computer management. I'm gonna go to my local users just to validate this one real quick. I tend to forget this many times, you know, so I'm just gonna go check and do it. So the CMCAS She'll have access here as a local admin. So you could help me out on this recovery just in case you have any access. Same thing with your CAS. You gotta make sure that your primary site server has access to there. Right now you can see that it's actually creating MySQL Server database, so that's looking good. We're gonna go ahead and change this later. I'm gonna change the actual file grow to actual megabytes instead of a percentage like we have it here by default. So you can see here that it's recreating my configuration manager database again with every single section that it needs, and then it will enable database replication. So it can replicate the information from configuration manager CAS to my primary site. So it's going to give it a few minutes for all this information to be recreated and later on replicated from the CAS. Let's give it a few more minutes here watching the videos while we get that. Right now it's just working on the SQL Server. We are only 3 minutes so far, so let's see how much time the overall process takes. So bear with me for a few minutes. I may actually speed it up this process later on and show it to you guys. So it looks like it's actually starting some of the replication process. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go take a look at a few log files, what this is actually being recreated. One log file that I like to do when I'm actually finished something like this is opening Sitecom. Sitecom normally is going to start showing me what are the different things that it's doing as part of the reinstallation of those services. So if you can look right here on Sitecom, it says that it's still working with some of the components, right? While the main setup is waiting during 10 seconds here, my Sitecom is actually doing the different recreation of the components. So it's very important for you guys when you're doing this type of recovery, opening Sitecom and take a look at Sitecom.log. Sitecom will let you know what is actually going on in the process and what are those things that are still installing in Configuration Manager. For example, here he says that the core setup has completed. It took around 11 minutes to actually reinstall and configure, but you notice that it actually stopped monitoring these different processes. So it lets you know, he knows it's going to continue on the background, so you don't have to keep taking a look at this log file. So for me, it's very important after that fact that I keep looking at the Sitecom here. Sitecom will be actually keep recreating every single component. Once the components are fully recreated, then I will wait a few more minutes for the database replication to happen. If you notice here, it's telling me that I need to re-enter the password of my SSRS. You can see SQL Ninja is my SSRS connection to my SSRS services here. So I don't need to reinstall any hotfixes at this moment, but looks like it's fully recovered. The information of this recovery process has been saved on the C drive. While my site components are still being installed here, let's take a look at that report and see how it looks. So I go here, post recovery actions, and I take a look. Let me see what it's actually telling me that I need to do after the fact. Great, so you remember it's telling me, as a reminder, don't forget to add an SSRS password to your SQL Ninja account. I will definitely do that and don't forget. It's giving you a reference of the backup and recovery. I have put that on my blog just as a reference for you guys to have. Now, let's just keep looking at the Sitecom for the next few minutes. And once Sitecom says that it has completed, I'm going to go ahead and open the console and look at the replication. So this is a few tips that I recommend you guys taking after the fact once you guys have recovered your configuration manager site before you do anything else than opening the console and getting desperate. Just take a look at this log file and wait for every component to be recreated. It takes more than just those 11 minutes that I show you on the screen. On my C drive, I will be looking for my content library to be fully recreated. As you can see, I can see the content library here. There's no folder yet created here. I'm going to show you what are some of the other steps that need to be done so we can have information on the content library. So don't get desperate, we haven't finished yet. So there's a couple more things that we need to do to ensure we can have packages and everything on more distribution point. So let's just keep looking at our sitecom.log before we do any other actions. Remember, validate that every single component has been installed is a very important step after the recovery process. So you can notice here that I actually did some site control changes and is making sure that the management point is being publicated to their management point so the clients can connect to it. So let's just wait a few more minutes. I'm going to speed up this process. I'm going to cut this section maybe for the online one. So back in here, I can open a hierarchy manager.log and you can see that actually says here at the hierarchy manager that the site is still in maintenance mode. So for the next few minutes, you're gonna keep doing and keep being in maintenance mode before we try to do anything else. It's very important that everything has been synced and the maintenance mode has been gone away. So let's just keep it a few more minutes. I will speed up later on and show you the different options as I keep looking here. I actually opened rmctrl.log to check on the replication. Looks like DRS has started and it's being replicated from the central site to my primary site. I think it's very important to look at the replication in the log files. Worst case, I can take a look at the database on these options to see whether or not it has been replicated. But let's be patient in terms of the replication. We have to make sure that everything is recovered. We are doing a pretty good time in terms of the recovery of the site. You can look that several hardware configurations has been replicated already from the central site to the primary. So what I'm looking here is at the different log file that is being modified. Looks like the replication manual log file is the one that is taking a lot of action at this moment. So I'm just going to keep an eye here. I will put forward on the video later on when I'm doing the editing. There's several sequence transactions going on in terms of the replication. Remember that we gotta make sure that everything is being replicated from the cast down. So this database is being populated at this moment as we speak. One thing that will be good to do while this replication is happening is probably ensure that the database is having the proper autogrow. It's probably going to be trying to grow it in a few times. So if you wanted to speed this process, we should definitely do that too. So let's do a few things in terms of my database while we wait for the replication to complete. I'm going to connect to my database here. I'm going to show a few options that I should do after the fact once I recover my database. One setting that I want to make sure I got pretty much set up in place is actually my autogrow settings that I have in terms of this database. So I want to go here into my files. Remember that initial site is actually 5 gigabytes, but the autogrow is actually 2%. So to make sure this is going on in a much better way, I'm actually going to do 1 gigabyte autogrow here. So it's much better. Here I'm actually going to put the log file to grow in 512. All right. Gonna leave that, gonna click OK. I'm gonna try to speed up some of the contention that may happen on the temp database. So to do that, I'm gonna add 7 more files. I'm gonna actually change a few settings here. I'm gonna put this temp database to be 1024, which is 1 gigabyte. So what I'm gonna do is my next autogrow, I'm actually going to grow this database into 512 megabytes. I'm gonna create 3 more files like this because I have a few virtual CPUs here. So temp dev CPU 1, same. I'm going to put the same size as my initial size and the same arrow group as the other temp database file, so I avoid any differences or issues in terms of my database here. So just give me a few minutes while I set this up. Alright, I finished creating my data files here, so I'm just gonna make sure they get created. So as soon as this process is done, it more than likely I'm gonna have less contention in my temp database. So this replication and expansion of my database will perform a lot more faster. So just give it a few minutes so we can create the temp database files, and it can help my server perform a lot more faster. As we can see here, the recovery is still going on in terms of the replication from the database. So several options are coming down. So looks are coming a lot more faster. You can see the site's still not active, so it's still not completed. So as you can see here, process of the replication succeed. Looks like it's no longer in maintenance mode. So let's take a look and see if it's completed for sure. So at this point, I'm actually going to try to open my console and see if it's no longer in maintenance mode. Just hope it finishes. If it doesn't finish, we can just continue waiting for the site to complete. And looks like the site is complete replication, so I was able to open it up. Let's just open it up and see the hierarchy configuration here and the site configuration. So as you can see, it's open up correctly, so it's the parent site is connecting to the NIN. Looks pretty good. I'm going to click on the monitoring section. I'm going to click on the database replication. This says that the link is still being configured, which is fine. Looks like it's going to be continue a few more things in terms of the DRS replication. So it's looking much better, the site now. It's fully recovered. We're just going to wait a few more minutes, and I'm going to show you a few more things. So all right, after waiting a few more minutes, we can see that the database finished replicating from the central site to the primary site. The link is active, everything has been successfully recreated, the database is performing well, and every object has been replicated from the parent side. Other thing you can look is that the content library has been pre-filled already. Now it has every single package that was sent to the distribution, where the different content it is, so you can basically find that out here with their hashtags and everything in the content library. So at this point, we have recovered our site without any problems. Probably took us around 30 minutes or 45 minutes to complete the full recovery of our site. So thank you very much for watching.